You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. It is Monday, June the 7th in the year 2021. And no matter if you're listening to the audio version of the podcast via the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your fine podcast, or if you're watching us on YouTube, I want to thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes a part of your day. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today in segment two, we're talking about how many official recruits the basketball team will welcome to Columbus in the month of June. Segment three, a little quote from Jim Tressel on the rivalry with the team up north. We'll begin today's show talking about Buckeye Bash 2.0 and the excitement that surrounded it. This past weekend was highly anticipated, not just by coaches, but by numerous recruits around the country as they embarked on and flocked into Columbus, Ohio for a big weekend that is an official visit. You have the coaches that are there. You have families that are coming in. You have players, local and from all around the country that are coming in this big weekend to enjoy Columbus and really get a different vibe or a different feel than you would get on game day. Now, the game day experience, you can't match that. You can't replicate that. That's one thing that is very, very special. But if you can set aside a day, especially in the month of June, right after the dead period is over, when you get all these recruits together, recruits that have already committed, some that might be on the fence, some you have offered and you're still bringing them in, some that you have not offered yet, but you want to get a closer look at them, this weekend is exactly, or was exactly, many people thought it would be and expected it to be. From just searching on Twitter and the things on my timeline over the weekend, it was really, really nice to see not just players wearing jerseys, but the alternate jerseys. Now, I am an advocate, a pusher, not of all the variety or all of the alternate jerseys that are out there, but I am someone that says alternate jerseys have a space in sports. Don't get too wild. I'm not a fan of the NBA variety, or if it's Nike or Jordan, whichever one it is, that is having these teams where, let's just say I watched a game seven, Mavericks and Clippers. The Clippers were at home, but the Clippers are wearing their dark or black jersey, I believe. The Mavericks are wearing their white jersey. There is no color specific for home and away. That is one thing I miss when watching the basketball. Now, I can look at the television and see who is home and away by looking at the score based off the placement of the score or the teams. The home team is going to be on the right. The away team is going to be on the left. I've picked that up over the years of watching sports and covering sports. It's really just been something quickly that I picked up. But many people are going to watch the TV and watch the basketball and say, well, why in the world is the home team not wearing the white color or the white jersey, basketball specific? Well, that's because these companies, they're trying to get all the money they can get, and they're going to throw these alternate jerseys, no matter what color they are, when they're on national TV to get more of your money. Well, I did see the dark or the black, or some may say the off-black alternate jersey that some individuals did put on this past weekend. And I'm going to say, I'm going to go out on a limb and say two things. One, I like it. But two, let's make that in rotation every single year. One game, wear the all-black. Another game, wear the all-white. And then have variations off of that. I would love that. I think it would be a great variation. Hey, Nike, you want to make some more money? This is a great way to do it. I understand you also have to look out for other schools that don't do that, but a school like Ohio State that's rich in tradition, how about we throw that out there? It's a great way to get some money. It's a great way to throw a little audible. I don't know why, but I almost said something completely different. A nice audible at people. you're going to get money because it's going to get players a lot hyped up more for those games. And fans say, oh, they're wearing that jersey. Let me go on the website and cop that thing before the game this weekend. But there was also, I don't know how I got off of that tangent, this past weekend in Columbus, we're looking at some things on Twitter and just seeing the different tweets from the players from when they arrived in Columbus to when they ended up just putting on the jersey and saying things like, this is home, home in all caps, from wide receiver Caleb Burton III. And then Caleb Burton on, was it Saturday, one of the 2 days. It was Saturday morning. He ended up tweeting whole lot of boom, and boom was in all caps. And I'm thinking, hey, man, I'm excited. I'm waiting. We're waiting. We're curious what's going to happen. We're curious when these announcements are going to be made. Later that day in the evening of the same day, CJ Hicks tweeted, y'all ready? And trust me, I am sitting here waiting and getting excited for the next person to say, I'm coming to Columbus. I'm taking my talents from wherever I am, and I'm going to Columbus. Or if I'm already in Columbus, I'm keeping my talent here in Columbus. Kion Graves II, just more interaction with the coaches, more interaction with family members, with the other players. And I got to end this little segment here with this. Tegra Tshabola, a 4-star offensive tackle from, I believe, Westchester, Ohio, put a nice 45-second thank you video to the Ohio State coaches, the staff, the recruitment staff that were there assisting him and his family this weekend, being able to go inside the horseshoe and look how massive that is, being able to get really get up close and personal, because he hasn't been able to visit Ohio State since his commitment. I believe his commitment came late in 2020, so he hasn't been able to go due to the dead period being intact for so long. He was really, really excited, really enjoyed the time in Columbus, and really seeing Ohio State in a different way, a way that was not virtual, even after he made his commitment to be a Buckeye in the future. The 2022 recruiting class, 2023 recruiting class, things are looking a whole lot better. 2022, look for very, very soon some more action from the interior defensive lineman, D-line as a whole, then also the offensive line as well. Those are two areas that Ohio State, via those two recruiting class, needs to bolster. I think Ryan Day has this thing intact. Let's go ahead and step away very, very quickly. Almost out of line from a different podcast. And when we come back, we will discuss the basketball. How many official visits will Chris Holtmann have this month? Stick around to find out. But first, check this out. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors as well, cherry ice, citrus, and mint. Lucy lozenges and gums are FSA and HSA eligible, so you can use your FSA cards to purchase Lucy now. And it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. It's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple, and you don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Lucy lozenges and gums are also FSA and HSA eligible, so you can spend pre-tax dollars on them. Locked On College Network listeners, that is you. Go to lucy.co and use promo code Locked On College to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co, and make sure you use promo code Locked On College. That's LOCKEDONCOLLEGE, all one word, at checkout. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether that's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose brands, specifications, and even prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low. And the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck, right? Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. And as we roll on and continue today's episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. I want to remind you to make sure you fill up that five-star review section via Apple Podcasts. I remember I mentioned something last week. I'm going to say it again today. You're an Apple user, pull out your phone, pull up Apple Podcasts, go to Locked On Buckeyes, five-star review, hit that five stars, hit all five stars, and then leave a quick, short review, hit send, that helps the show. If you're not somebody that has an Apple product and you want to be able to leave a five-star review via Apple so more people can enjoy the show, I'm sure you know someone, maybe a family member, maybe one of your friends that has an Apple product, an iPad, an iPhone, whatever it is, take theirs, go to their podcast app on their phone, search Locked On Buckeyes. If they're not already subscribed, subscribe to them. And then leave that review off their phone. So even though you can't do it off yours, you can do it off somebody else's, and you can help more people enjoy Locked On Buckeyes, a podcast you enjoy every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Not to be lost in what is going to be a very busy month for the football team, the basketball team needs some help as well. The basketball team can enjoy the excitement of the dead period being over, just like the football team. Everyone's gotten so wrapped up, myself included, and I got to get more diving into the basketball, a whole lot more than I have. The basketball team itself, it's not intact. There are still questions about this very team because the roster spots are not solidified just yet. Yes, the recruits that are coming in, there's going to be 2022 recruits, but there are still guys in the transfer portal that may or may not be coming to Ohio State depending on roster movement this summer. 2022, not focused on the upcoming season, but after this upcoming season, Ohio State is going to have some holes. You're going to lose Kyle Young. You're probably going to lose Liddell. If he comes back, you're probably losing Liddell after this upcoming season. You're losing Washington Jr. You're losing Joey Brunk. Let's see here. You're still going to have Suing. You're still going to have Arns, I believe. I know Arns was probably going to be, a fifth-year player. Seth Towns, I expect him to be – Seth Towns will be gone. You're going to be losing some players from this past roster. Ibrahim Diallo just transferred. Zed Key is still there. He will not be gone in the 2022-2023 season. But Ohio State will be losing some key pieces to their team. Ohio State is planning on hosting seven official visits for basketball players in this month alone. And as I look at this chart right in front of me, six of these seven players that are here in front of me, they are power forward or centers. There is only one small forward, that is Dylan Mitchell from Spring Hill, Florida, standing at 6'7", 180 pounds, number 129th overall player in the class. We're going to go from top to bottom. I skip over Dylan Mitchell because he's in the middle of my chart. I'm talking about just the guys that are coming, when they're coming, the overall ranking, and their height and weight as well. AJ Casey, power forward from Chicago, Illinois, standing at 6'8", 180 pounds, number 20 overall in the class. He is coming. He's there right now, June 6th through the 8th. Kyle Filipowski, a power forward from Wilbraham, Massachusetts, 6'11", 230 pound, number 56 overall recruit. He'll be in Ohio June 12th through the 13th. Felix Akpera, I got to get better with these names. He's a center. Oh, I'm doing pretty good today. Chad from Chattanooga, Tennessee, 6'11", 210 pound center, number 37 overall ranking, coming June 15th through the 17th. Mentioned this player last week, Jarace Walker, power forward from Bradenton, Florida at IMG Academy, 6'8", 220. He does have a man's body already, or a more mature 18-year-old body already, number 7 overall. He'll be there June 16th through 18th. Dylan Mitchell, just mentioned him. Donovan Klingon, a center from Bristol, Connecticut, 7'1", 255 pound, number 41 overall ranked center, June 24th through the 25th. Hey, he'll be there on my birthday. And then also, the first thing I thought about when I saw June 25th, Julian Phillips, power forward from Blythewood, South Carolina, 6'8", 220-pound, number 27 overall recruit. Be there at the end of the month, the last 3 days of the month, June 28th through the 30th. When I first looked at what's looking out in front of me right now, before going to the tape and the film, just looking at the height and weight of these players, Ohio State would really benefit from Donovan Klingon going from Bristol, Connecticut to Ohio State. 7'1", 255. Think about all of the big men that are at Ohio, that are in the Big Ten that Ohio State battles every single year. You got Luca Garza. He's gone, but you're going to get another guy that size as well. You got Kofi Coburn. I believe he's gone as well, but you see the size that he has. You had the young man from Purdue, and I forget his name. Not Caleb Swan. Again, he was before him. I forget that young man's name, but he was 6'8", 250, 6'10", 250, and he had some post moves to go along with him. Not sure how well he'll do in the NBA as the style of play is different. I just don't know how that's going to go, but you see the size. From the team up north, Hunter Dickinson. 7'1", 240, and he had all the moves. I mean, he was probably one of the most skilled big men that Ohio State saw. He ran a whole lot better, a whole lot more fluid than Luka Garza. How does Luka Garza transfer to the NBA? I don't know. I think Hunter Dickinson will have a better job transferring from college to the pros than Luka Garza will. Look at the skill set, look at the body type. I think that might be true, but Ohio State needs size. I'm not just saying they need a 7-footer. You can give me a guy 6'10". But if he's 6'10", 240, and he's a little bit athletic, he can move inside, outside, be a little versatile on the defense, be phenomenal, and pick a roll coverage on defense, that's a guy you want. So no matter if you want to go with the young man from Bristol, Connecticut, Donovan Klingon at 7'1", 255, or Jarace Walker, who I would love, at 6'8", 220. You put those two guys together, there's height, there's size from both of them, and that's a combination that I believe Big Ten coaches around the country, will hate to see twice a year. Of course, some Big Ten teams twice a year, others around the country once, maybe twice, if you see them in the NCAA tournament. But no matter what it is, this is a big month for Chris Holtmann. Not get lost in the sauce from what Ryan Day is doing. Chris Holtmann, this month is as big for him as it is for Ryan Day. Got to step away one more time, and when we come back, we'll look at Jim Tressel. The man that started this phenomenal run of beating Michigan in the game, he had some comments of things, of one thing he would like to see in his lifetime. What are they? Stick around to find out. But first, check this out. Did you know that Built Bar has 9, count them, almost put 8 fingers up, 9 delicious flavors that you will enjoy, plus the occasional limited time flavor as well? Coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and even salted caramel. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're also healthy as well. Low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and it's also great for the keto diet. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. And not only can you enjoy the discount from Built Bar, but your friends can as well. As we roll on and wrap up today's episode, this Monday, June 7th episode of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. One quick reminder, remember the show is going 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, until further notice. Also, this episode, just like every episode, is on YouTube as well. So in case you're someone that likes to watch the YouTube, or even if you just want to click over and double dip, that's perfectly fine. That is welcome at any given time. Go to YouTube, Lock On Buckeyes, hit that subscribe button. You would not be disappointed. Jim Tressel, he is one of those coaches that anytime he talks, I listen. My ears kind of perk up, you know. My ears kind of are more in tune to what he has to say. He is the coach that started this phenomenal run of beating Michigan over and over and over and over and over and over and over. and over and over and over again. Had a little flashback to that Marshawn Lynch interview, not using the same word that he used in that interview, but you get the picture. When Jim Tressel took over at Ohio State to be the head coach, it was coming right after, a few years after, the team up north had a split, count them, a split national championship during the 1997 season. They will say that is their own, that is their lone championship, that is something that they won outright. No, that was something that they had to split, because if you remember back in the 90s, I forget if it was the Bowl Coalition or the Bowl Alliance, but one of those two, those bowls, you would designate one as a national championship bowl. The Pac-10, Pac-12, or the Big Ten were not involved in that, so if they were to win a national championship, it would be a split decision. Michigan fans will not like that, but we have to utilize all the facts when describing who won national championships in each year. Jim Tressel, when he took over as the head man in Columbus at the Ohio, as the football coach, the record, overall record in the rivalry against the Michigan was winning 56-35-6. Ohio State currently trails in the all-time series 58-51-6. That is a 16-2. Over an 18, my goodness, that's amazing. Over an 18-year span, would probably be 17-2 if they did not ultimately dodge a game last year. Because I do believe that they could have won. They could have played the game. I do think if the rules were different, like they should have been, more games would have been played last year because they could have been played. But Jim Tressel made this one comment about one wish that he has before he is gone, before he's no longer here on Earth. He has one thing he like to see, and that thing goes like this, quote, "I hope I live long enough for that day when we're over 500, then I can go to sleep happy," end quote. This came while Jim Tressel was speaking at a charity event in Youngstown, Ohio this past week. Jim Tressel expressed his yearning to see Ohio State take the series lead against the Wolverines. That's something I think all of us would love to have or would love to experience, is Ohio State take the all-time series lead if things keep going like they are. Yes, it's possible. Jim Tressel, if Ohio State wins 8 more in a row, Ohio State will have the lead, and Jim Tressel will be 75 years old. It's realistic for that thing to happen. Now, the one thing that will bring a caveat, or that would bring a little curveball or throw some people off in this little situation, is I don't expect Jim Harbaugh to make it past this season if they have another season like they had last year. I think Michigan's already anticipating possibly a little something harsh happening very, very soon via the coaching staff. Jim Harbaugh, if he does not win this year, let's say he has a decent year, but he loses to Ohio State, and they say, "Jim, we'll give you one more year, but this is like a make it or break it year." Okay, cool. I don't know why. I'm surprised he made it past last year. You can say, "Oh, Jay, with the COVID year, they have to bring him back." No, this is business. And in business and sports, you're here to win. I understand that's what the media is saying. "Oh, this is COVID. We can't view things the same." Yes, we can. Y'all didn't say none of this during any of the other pandemics that America has had, even though people, or the global pandemics that have been out here, even though numerous people have been out here saying, "Oh, this is a global pandemic. This ain't the first one. Ain't gonna be the last one, and you need to operate like this, like you did during all the other ones." Trust me, I know you may want to tiptoe a little bit, that's up to you, but I think when it comes to business, you move things like you need to. And in those years, that's when you find who is made of the right stuff. Sometimes you find out guys that aren't made of the right stuff, sometimes you get confirmation of guys that aren't made of the right stuff, or currently they've been at their current position a little bit too long, as we're finding out with Harbaugh. But Michigan, they did help themselves out because they restructured the contract, gave them an extension, and the buyout is currently less than it previously was. I think they're anticipating Harbaugh losing. I think they're anticipating Harbaugh getting fired because he just can't win consistently. But one thing that they helped themselves with is by lowering that buyout, they're going to spend less money to let that man go. Tressel, your wish, hope it comes true. It's an amazing run. And I'll probably go a little bit deeper in this sometime throughout the summer as far as what has actually happened from comparing Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, all of these phenomenal schools, Florida, that have had some really good coaches that have appeared at national championships. From when Trussell came in to comparing their records, bowl wins, Big Ten conference win, conference championships, national championship appearances and wins. We'll compare all those to really compare from Ohio State when they had Trussell to Fickle to Meyer. I know Fickle was an off year, but get it. Trussell to Fickle to Meyer today. Just talking about in totality, how amazing and how rare and how things that have happened since Trussell has come in, how things have gone. And how we should really view what has taken place at Ohio State over the past 18, 19, 20 years. This has been fun, guys. We're going to step away very, very quickly. Not step away, for a couple days, that is. Coming up on Wednesday and Friday, we're going to do a little offensive line dive in and talking about a couple players that will be standouts for on the offensive line. We know we had the Big Thief Coming series where we talked about offensive, defensive players. But now we're going to do the next couple weeks. We're going to do O-line and D-line, big things coming from those two positions. I think I already have one player already picked out. The other one, not really sure just yet. But we'll see who that is coming up on Wednesday and Friday. Offense this week, we'll do defensive line next week. Guys, as always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. I'm in a good mood today. It's a little rainy outside this morning because I'm recording this episode. Had a plan to go on a little hike over the weekend. Speaking of rain, last Wednesday, I was planning on going to the Reds game when things were reopening, but the Mother Nature had a different plan. We'll be making it out to Cincinnati soon, very, very soon, later this month, to watch a good baseball game. You send all your emails to me, guys, jstevens317@gmail.com. The rain outside, yeah, it may damper somebody's mood, but here is Ohio State fans, as we just talked about Jim Harbaugh, one thing to be happy about is there's a good chance Ohio State will put 100 on them when they play at the end of the year.